Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we look back at some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. Podcasts come out after the morning show on Thursdays. And today, we're looking back at the show after the Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup.
Mm. Oh, it's one of the greatest days of my life when the Caps won the Stanley Cup.
How quickly were you at Dick's buying gear?
Did you do it at midnight? No.
Yeah. I believe the Caps won the Cup at around 11:30-ish. Then they skated the Cup for about half an hour on the Vegas ice, which I loved. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been great to win it here at Capital One, but something to winning it on an opponent's ice is nice, too. And then I grabbed Juliet and I said, we're going to Dick's and we're going to overpay for Caps championship merchandise.
My wife went as well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that run. We've talked about it many times. Mm-hmm. They started down 2-0 in the first round.
Yep.
Cakes called him a floater in the Potomac.
It was Columbus.
We started talking about, should they fire the coach?
And by the way, they lost two heartbreakers because those two games were overtime games.
Lost two heartbreakers, and I believe the third win, I could be wrong.
Double overtime,
and I think a puck hit the post behind Holtby.
Oh, yeah.
They could have been down 3-0. Dunsky.
And remember, Holtby wasn't the goalie in the first two games until the end of game two.
Correct.
But it also was the scar tissue that led up to it. Wasn't like they had had success in previous playoffs. We were used to heartbreak.
I mean, we've lived here our entire lives. We were used to the Caps gagging in the playoffs, and we were used to early exits. And
but I do remember that after they got out of that, after they escaped that first round, all of a sudden you started to get that Team of Destiny vibe. Like, you just started to feel like, wow, they got over the hump.
Well, the second,
maybe now,
well, once they beat
really
the Pens, you really felt that way.
Well,
because
remember,
you still had the Pens looming, and it was like, oh, well,
they
beat
lost
us every
game
time.
One against the Pens, and that's when I thought, oh, you know, we're not going to beat the Pens.
And they trailed in every series.
Yeah. Yes.
Every series along the way, they got in a hole, but they were resilient, were able to scrap and fight their way back.
An amazing run. And they won the Stanley Cup. So, of course, we celebrated big time. The show afterwards, here's our look back at the day after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup on the Junkies.
Yes, we are. The Capitals did it. It is our year, Johnny Cake Sawville.
It's our year, baby.
It's okay to believe.
Apparently it is.
Thank you, John Walton. The Washington Capitals have delivered a championship to D.C.,
long.
I understand DC United did it in 2004, and some of the lesser teams won it. Terps had an amazing run. But since the Junkies have been on the air, it's been a lot of misery and heartbreak and disappointment.
Well, it's just been incredible.
And the Washington Capitals have delivered a championship to DC. It's open line Caps here on the Junkies. You can start lighting the lamp now at 800-636-1067 as we celebrate throughout the show. It's just going to be an epic, fun show.
Just an amazing evening. I mean, for the Caps to break through and finally win their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. I mean, this team's been around since 1974.
Still a feeling that I really can't comprehend. It's just so surreal.
It's still kind of
sinking in.
It's sinking in for me, too. I know they've won it, but just to kind of wrap your head around it and process it going forward.
Yeah.
You know, no more taunts from opposing fan bases. Hmm. No more of that. No more of the Caps can't win the big one. Ovi can't win the big one. Barry Trotz can't coach out of the second round. All of that is dead and buried now.
It's over. It's done.
It's the closest I've felt to 1991, 1992. And I don't know. It's weird. The Maryland thing was different. That was a different emotion for me being a Maryland grad. But it was still smaller. Even though it was huge in my world, mm-hmm. it didn't overtake the city the way this did. This overtook the city the way the Redskins did.
Oh, the scenes last night.
They're unbelievable. Oh.
Outside the arena, inside the arena. For a road game.
Unbelievable.
It's a game thousands of miles away, and D.C. was unbelievable.
Oh, and by the way, so many props to the Caps for closing out every opponent
on the road.
That is impressive in and of itself.
All four series on the road.
All four,
should say,
done.
It wasn't just D.C., though, because, I mean, we felt it here for the last several weeks.
Yep.
Just the momentum growing after coming back against Columbus, then finally beating the Penguins. Then they take that early lead against Tampa, lose three in a row on the brink of elimination. They get through that series, and it's been like a snowball that's just grown and grown and grown of people getting behind this team. Saw it in the TV ratings. Last night, it wasn't just D.C. I walked through my neighborhood at 6:30. I thought I was going to go to Poorhouse. You had to reserve tables. That place was jumping.
Every place was jumping.
People were having like backyard parties with big screens on their deck.
You know what? That's what the possibility of history does. History was made last night for the Washington Capitals. People wanted to clearly be a part of it, whether it was in the arena, out on the streets, in their own backyards, wherever they were celebrating it. And I talked about this with Pedro. Props to Caps fans for going on the road and representing
Vegas. Did you
hear
what they said? They said it was a guess. I don't know if he was kidding. One of the guys said he thought 37% of the arena was Caps fans.
That's unbelievable.
And one of the guys.
I think that's what maybe Ed Olczyk said.
One of those guys said that at the end.
Now, if Pete Medhurst had a StubHub stat, I believe it was 21%. Pete, if you're listening, you can correct
21% me.
21% bought by. 20%. Was it 21%?
That's what Pete said.
21% of the tickets bought via StubHub were from D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. For a game in Las Vegas.
Right. And then you factor in everybody else who's, you know, from L.A. or wherever they're coming from.
Right. That are Caps fans.
Yeah. That's an unbelievable thing. Nothing galvanizes a city like winning a major championship.
A
Nothing does.
It's sports.
And this is what I thought, frankly, RG3 was going to do for this town. I really did. I said it was going to be like Gandhi was going to bring everyone together, but it just never really happened.
It's Ovi. Ovi is the king. Whenever we have these conversations now.
Oshie did it.
When we have conversations about the number one athlete in D.C., it's over now. Well, it's Ovi, at least for right now.
He's vaulted himself to the top of the charts.
Oh, he's a king.
You know how Valdez always says it's just sports, and you know, I think for the most part he's kidding because he loves sports as much as anybody too, but this is what sports does.
It delivers pure joy.
I mean, it's so people live for it, and people just they immerse themselves in it. And it's such a good feeling. You know how good I felt for those guys last night?
Felt amazing. You had to.
And yes, I had a creeper when Ovi hoisted the cup and was skating around.
So cool.
And they were playing the music behind. I don't even know what music that was. I mean, and he's screaming like freaking William Wallace.
I thought the team picture was awesome.
It was awesome. It was just an awesome feeling.
I've seen other teams do that.
Yeah.
But it's awesome when Ovi said, let's take a picture. And then everybody piles in there.
How great was Ovi that just disrespecting the Conn Smythe? He didn't give a crap
skated
about that
the
MVP
PR
trophy.
Yeah. He handed it off to Sergei.
I mean, it was nice. He paid respect to it for 1 second. And then when they started talking about the cup, he started going bonkers.
He deserved the Conn Smythe. We talked about that a few days ago.
He absolutely did.
I get it. Kuzi had more points. Ovi scored again.
I think the scoring again was
I feel
big.
Like I didn't bring enough champagne.
On the big stage.
I think he was going to win it anyway.
Brought one measly bottle.
Just pop it.
I don't know if this is enough. But
it might not
I
be.
I think we're going to drink it.
We're going to drink it. Pop that thing. Pop that thing. Watch out.
I'm not going to point at your head.
And by the way.
Put the mic on it.
Put the mic on it.
Oh, it'll hear it.
Rookie.
It'll catch it.
Just don't shoot me.
This one's going to the ceiling, baby.
There you go, boy.
We're going to knock down the NBC Sports Washington sign.
So there you have it. It's been a while now. It was kind of cool that, you know, for two decades, no championships. And then we actually had it back-to-back years with the Capitals, Parade, Nationals, Parade.
Rings.
Now we're back to kind of what we're used to during our careers, where teams
Parade-less.
Are mediocre.
We're back into the lean years.
Although the Capitals still have Ovi and they still have a chance and they're in the playoffs.
If we ever do get another championship, though, I'm going to pause on the midnight shopping, the next day shopping, because I also went to Dick's in Bethesda and paid $40 for the world's ugliest hat. Right. I still, to this day.
I still have it.
Hate that. So do I. Yeah. You could go. You can get one at TJ Maxx for $2.
Yes.
Because they're everywhere.
They are everywhere now.
And I paid $40 for, and listen, I love the sentiment of it. Mm-hmm. It is heinous. That black and white mesh, remember, or whatever that was.
It's not as bad as you're making it out to be. It's not the greatest hat ever.
It is horrific.
But when you win your first, when the team wins its first cup, you can't wait to get your greedy little hands on the merch. Your hat. I couldn't have been happier to overpay to buy Caps Stanley Cup champion gear.
Right.
Couldn't have been happier.
I did the same thing.
By the way, that show was June 8th of 2018. It seems like it was yesterday.
A lifetime ago for
me. Over 3 years.
Yep. And it was such a fun show. We're popping the champagne, and you're just kind of basking in a championship. And that's why we've said this a million times, too. People say, you guys love to rip the local teams. No. We love riding the wave of a winning team. The problem is it hasn't happened
enough.
We're
so not used to that happening.
We're sick of doing the same football shows every week.
Right. And
sick
with the Capitals, by the way, it was the same story as they would be great in the regular season. They might even win the President's Trophy or President's Cup, whatever the hell it's called.
It's the President's Trophy, and nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody.
You'd have the best record,
less.
Be the number one seed, and then you'd have heartbreak. And so they finally broke through there. So that's our look back at the day after the Washington Capitals delivered the Stanley Cup here to D.C. That's brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.